This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Panthers took down the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 last night, advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals for the third year in a row. They're going to face the winner of the Edmonton Oilers and Dallas Stars, who play tonight at 8, with Edmonton up 3-1 in that series. The Thunder, they routed the Timberwolves 124-94. They're on their way to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012. They're going to face the winner of the Knicks-Pacers series. Those two teams play tonight at 8, with Indiana up 3-1 in that series. Both Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez scored a brace in Inter-Miami's 4-2 win over CF Montreal. The Columbus Crew are in town Saturday at 7:30. Canes baseball team, they're headed to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They're going to be facing Alabama in the regional. That is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And the Marlins have beat the Padres 10-8. The Giants are coming to town tomorrow at 7:10. On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Partially cloudy skies. Temperatures in the 70s right now, going to rise up to the 80s with a chance of rain gaining throughout the day. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
Welcome back in on WQAM. It's a celebration here as the Panthers, by the way, looking to become the just the third team since 2006 to go back-to-back in Stanley Cup championships. They are going to, for the third straight time here. This is, again, just incredible. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Brittany with you this morning as the celebration is on. A subdued celebration, though, I will say, as the Cats looked like a team that had been there before last
been
night.
Been there, done that, yep. And ready to go higher.
They looked like a been there before team, and I think they know what's waiting for them on the other side here. Now,
get locked in.
Ken Dallas, come back in this series. Can they push this to 7? Let's see if they can, beat up these guys as much as you possibly can, right? But the same crew of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid are the stars over for Connor McDavid, by the way. If you haven't had a chance to see him play, I know there's a lot of casual hockey fans out there. If you haven't had a chance to see Connor McDavid play, that guy is...
You could literally play a game of giving me names and asking me if they're part of
the hockey players.
And I
should do that.
I'm sure I would struggle.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't know Connor McDavid, Omar, come on now.
I don't know Connor McDavid.
He is a special player. They call him McJesus just to give you an idea. Just to give you an idea of how good he is.
I am that hockey fan where literally you could. I am so out of the loop. McJesus, there's a McJesus in hockey.
Yep, Connor McDavid.
All right, let me look up some YouTube highlights of this Connor McDavid. McJesus.
All right, let's do this. Let's go back. We do have some callers here, so we'll get to some calls. JC, JC, put those windows up. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
So good. I hope you guys are doing well. My big question is, if the Panthers win it all this year, does that not rival or even surpass what the Big Three did?
Does it surpass what the Big Three did? No, probably
that
not.
That would be two titles in 3 years.
Yeah. The problem is, and thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. The problem with the Big Three thing is that was just such a phenomenon that we had never seen before, and kind of just, I don't know. I was really like
phenomenon sports. Yeah. Well, actually, the Nets did their own Big Three.
Yeah, well, that didn't work. But that Big Three was very dominant. I mean, they got to the finals every year, and they beat teams that were good too. Man, like let's not. You know, it wasn't cakewalk every year. They beat those Paul George Pacers teams that were tough. It was a Paul George and David West, and those teams were
got past Boston.
Tough. Oh, Hibbert was on those teams. Those were feisty. Those Boston teams were feisty. Remember the Bulls were really good?
No.
Derrick Rose won an MVP.
I'm getting old, though, so.
I know you are. But those Bulls teams were tough. So, I don't know. Look, it's very tough to compare. It really is. It's tough to compare. I think the Panthers have at least got to win another before they get, you know, discussed in that light. But as far as if we're ranking, and it got me thinking this morning, we're trying to like rank teams that are rank South Florida sports teams, you know, all time here. And this Panthers run has got to be right up there. And, you know, the teams that make that conversation are obviously the 72 Dolphins, right? The 2001 Canes. Throw the Canes in there. If you throw that Final Four basketball team in there, I like that team very, you know, a lot. Then you got the Big Three from the Heat, Omar, and who am I missing here? The Marlins, and you throw the Marlins from I think the 2003 Marlins. But
don't forget the Canes and their great run, their great dynasty.
Tex just said McDavid is the fastest skater I've ever seen. Really a pleasure to watch. Hopefully Dallas can do something. I agree with you, man. I you know, watching that guy, I got to see him in person last year, which was cool. Yeah, he's a freak show. He is really fast. He is really, really fast. Guy said, Omar, let me give you a name. Itu. Is that a hockey player or a made-up name?
Isn't that a baseball player?
No, it's a hockey player. All right.
Itu? Itu?
Let's, Dan, who do we got here? This is Bert. Bert, you're up next here on QAM. Hey, Bert.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Hey, Omar. Like your articles.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I really do. You keep
don't
on
be,
keeping
don't be nice to him.
See,
you don't have to be nice to him.
See, he just wants everybody to fight with me.
hey, listen. I like when you guys keep it real. You know, that's just me. Listen, the reason the Panthers are not a dynasty, they're on the way. And let me tell you why. Hockey is so hard compared to other sports. You know how hard they hit. I wish the Dolphins had at least three players of the Panthers hitting hard like that. Well, we won't have any problems. But the Panthers, if they're not dynasty, they're on the way, because I think hockey is so tough that if you repeat, I mean, look how many teams have repeated in history. I mean, not too many. And to do it three times straight to the finals, I'm sorry. I said the Panthers were going to win it in five. I swear to God, and I have it on the Hard Rock. They won it in five. Plus, I won some money last night.
Nice.
Which that makes me extra happier.
The Panthers were plus. Anyways, they were plus money on the boost last night. The Panthers on the Hard Rock app. I don't know what's going on at the Hard Rock app right now. I don't know why they keep putting Panthers at plus money, but you know, I'll take it all we want. But
Panthers, they're giving away money. Hard Rock's out here giving away money.
They were plus at the first quarter. They were plus before the game. They were plus.
Yeah, plus 105, I think they were at last night on the boost. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, if they're not dynasty, they have to. I know the Heat, everybody loves. You know what's the problem here? I'm going to be honest. The problem is not too many fans like hockey. It's the truth. If you go to New York and this happens in New York, oh my God.
Boston.
Hell, but
yeah, I agree with you.
Detroit.
Bert, you're right. It's definitely a new hockey market, especially because the team hasn't won until now, you know, until the last 3 years. So, yeah, it's absolutely a new hockey market. And, Bert, thank you for the call. And, you know, one of the things I think people can really get on board with, though, when you watch hockey. So what will happen, Omar, now is they'll come out after the season when the final ends, and you'll hear about all the injuries that these guys played through. And I can tell you damn near certainty that – Matthew Tkachuk is hurt. He is, and I'm guessing it's a significant injury, right? He's going to come out at the end and say what was going on. He played through, I think it was a broken collarbone or something last year. Wasn't it something like that? These guys play through insane things. I think Reinhart, you'll find out that he's banged up pretty good. Yeah. I think all three of the guys that got back in the lineup, I think you'll find out, are pretty banged up. But, yeah, these guys play through crazy stuff. They're tough, all that. You know, they play, though. That's a big difference in hockey. These guys play, and I think we're getting away from that in a lot of these other sports. A bunch of texts coming in here. As well this morning, Panthers 10th team in pro sports have three straight championship berths since 95. The first championship was great just because of how much Bob Costas cried about it. Joe, not a Bob Costas guy. Did you know that? They had an altercation years back. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
You have to ask Joe about Bob Costas next time you see him.
Okay.
Someone said you should flip the game and ask the audience if anyone has ever heard of Omar. The Heat needed to acquire three Hall of Famers to win two championships. If the Panthers
win
two,
we know
that's
not
a better era than the Big Three. Come on. It's close. It's close. Someone said the Big Three was dangerously close to going 1-3 in those 4 years. Hashtag Fire Spo. I like that. We got a lot of Fire Spo during the Big Three era. I remember that. Let's see here. A bunch more of these texts coming in. 305-567-0560 is how you reach us. This is a fun celebratory morning here. We don't get to do that. I keep saying this every year. We don't get to do this too often, but we are back once again, Omar. I'll tell you what, man. I hope we get to that parade one more time here, because we had a great time at Bo's Beach, and I hope Bo opens up shop for us once again if the Panthers can find a way to win this thing. It's going to be tough, though. I will tell you, if it's Edmonton, that series is going to be a war, because it is tough. Look, it is tough to beat a team twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that in the Big Three era. We learned that, right?
I'm watching these McJesus highlights, man. This guy's fast.
Yeah, he's a freak show. He's really, really good. But as you learned, you can't do it with one guy. You need a team, and Leon Draisaitl kind of shrunk last year in the final. I don't know I don't even know if they're going to get there, Omar. They got to beat Dallas first. They're underdogs in the game tonight. Real quick here, let's give you a chance to win these tickets. We have the tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you want to enter, just text the word stadium to 202-0357. And that is, let me do that again. That is stadium to 20357. And you'll be entered to win the tickets, Post Malone and Jelly Roll. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. Text Stadium to 20357. Speaking of Jelly Roll, I know he's a big Knicks fan. I saw him courtside at the Knicks game. This could be it for the New York Knickerbockers tonight. This could be the end of the road. That series, by the way, for all of our NBA fans out there, not that anyone seems to care this morning, but the Thunder beat up on the Wolves, and OKC heading to the NBA Finals. So it'll be Thunder, and will it be Pacers? We will find out 8 o'clock tonight with that game at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks trail the series 3-1. The Pacers a chance to knock them off here tonight, and Tyrese Halliburton playing at an elite level right now. We'll see if the Pacers can get that one. The Knicks are favored. For the betting community out there, the Knicks are favored by 4.5 points. We do have to take a pause. We'll take more of your calls, more of your texts when we come back, as the Panthers heading to the Stanley Cup Final for the third straight season. We have plenty more to come on QAM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Every day I'm motivated for the team to tell me who they want to be. And as we're standing 5 weeks in, I'm happy with today, knowing that today is not our ultimate vision for where we're going. So we better press forward to put ourselves in a position to get better today into tomorrow. And you just chop wood like that. You know, your culture is defined by the people within it and how you execute your daily habits.
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel there as the Dolphins held OTAs yesterday. Tyreek Hill spoke. Mike McDaniel spoke. Omar was there and had the whole deal, Omar. Everything going yesterday with the Dolphins. And here you go, man. This is your time to shine here. We're stepping away from the Panthers for just a second. And, Omar, your takeaways from OTAs and everything you heard.
Well, understand that that was the second day that they actually took the field, helmets on, no shells, just they're basically wearing pajamas, as I call them, pajamas, because it's shirt and shorts and helmets. Running around the field, trying to simulate what they do football-wise. So day two, it's really hard to evaluate. But what I can tell you is that Bradley Chubb had a good day. Now he was going against backups. He was a backup. And so, you know, he beat up on Ryan Hayes, who, you know, is a Dolphins former seventh-round pick who hasn't been who's been on and off this roster, I believe, about four times. Practice squad guy. Just abused him. Two sacks. Jalen Waddle pretty much had a good day. Had a Tyreek Hill-like effort. Beat Cam Smith on a deep ball that Cam Smith seemingly suffered like a hamstring or quad injury in the very initial stages of the route. Jalen Waddle's wide open, catches the ball, runs it for a touchdown. Obviously, you would have liked a little bit more of safety help. But they're rotating a lot of cornerbacks right now. I can honestly tell you, I don't necessarily see anybody in even Kader Kohu's area code, which is a big problem. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that position moving forward. I would be shocked if Chris Greer does not add somebody before training camp begins. I think he's probably going to give everybody an opportunity to audition and practice and try and see what their effort shows. But, man, I got to tell you, I didn't necessarily like what I saw at cornerback, and it was day two of practice. It was the first day of real football action, and it's really more flag football than anything. But yeah, it wasn't something that was appealing to me from cornerback play.
Okay, and then on the offensive side, I'm just curious. The offensive line is obviously the.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest talking point or question mark, however you want to put it, like
secondary.
Going into this season?
The secondary.
Because to me, like if you go back last season again, like I keep going to this, but if you go back to last season, the offense did not function because of the offensive line.
I would agree with that.
That's just where everything to me started.
Stop.
The defense.
6.5 games, the offense didn't function because of Tua wasn't there.
But I thought
the
defense
was top 10 defense.
Right? I mean, they really did. They played well. And they kept the team. They kept the Dolphins in enough games.
They did
where
lose.
The
two.
Offense wasn't completely incompetent.
They did lose two.
Okay, but if the Dolphins' offense wasn't as incompetent as it was, I think you would have.
You mean if you didn't hold them to the standard of being the number one offense in the NFL, which is what your standard is for them?
The Dolphins had halves where they didn't score. I mean, they were rough, man.
Yeah,
on offense.
I'm not arguing that.
Their defense kept them in enough games, but to me, the offensive line is the big question mark because that's where it all starts. If you can't run the football and you can't block,
I agree.
Whole receiving thing, it was funny. I was listening driving in this morning and listening to the guys on the show overnight, and they were like, "Who's got more pressure on them this year, Tyreek Hill or Tua?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said Tyreek Hill,
absolutely,
and. I think that's interesting because, again, if the offensive line doesn't work, Tyreek Hill's going to be ineffective.
No,
without
a doubt. And Tyreek is in a contract year. Tyreek's life is unraveling in shambles. He talked about his divorce yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Talked about his difficult offseason he's having. I wrote a column in the Miami Herald, and, you know, it's...
Please plug away.
The problem I have with Tyreek is I've heard this all before. I've heard, you know, I'm going to do better. You know, I got to focus. I got to lock in. I got to, you know, the truth's going to come out. I got to avoid these distractions. But as I wrote in the Miami Herald, this is much like, you know, your kid or your coach or a mentor, where trouble just continues to find this person. And at some point, you got to acknowledge the problem's you. The problem is you. And Tyreek's look at me antics,
mm-hmm.
look at me behavior, you know, look at me nature. It's problematic.
Now, with that being said about Tyreek Hill, he owes a debt of gratitude to Stephon Diggs, who has stolen the spotlight momentarily here. What is that guy doing?
He's partying on Memorial Day weekend.
Vrabel had to answer questions yesterday.
Listen.
Because Stephon Diggs, who... The last time we saw Stephon Diggs, he was sitting courtside with his girlfriend.
Why are you obsessed with this man's off-season life?
I'm getting there. Who's the girl? Cardi B, right?
Yes, Cardi B, yes.
Okay, so he's sitting courtside. Now, he's not an A-lister that would get courtside.
Stephon Diggs is absolutely an A-lister.
No, he's not. This is the only reason he was sitting courtside. The courtside seats are at Madison Square Garden are for A-list stars, which she is. He obviously is not. But anyway, they're apparently dating. He's on a boat with a bunch of other women dangling.
Cardi B's there too, by the way.
Okay, but a bunch of other women that are hanging on him, and he's dangling.
They're pleading with him to give him the good stuff or whatever, daddy.
Now, I'd never heard of this stuff.
And he makes them call them daddy.
Great.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like to be called daddy too.
But I had never heard of this stuff until today. What's the name of this?
Pink, whatever.
Pink. It's a pink powder. Some sort of cocktail of stuff that you probably don't want to be taking.
We don't know.
You're
alleging, and as a media member, you need to call it, as I learned in the white powdery substance gate that we had during the Dolphins. You don't know what it is. It's a pink powdery substance. I mean,
what do you think? Do you think it's like a Fun Dip? You remember Fun Dip? Where you get the powder and you lick the lollipop and the stick?
I absolutely love Fun Dip.
It could be. It could be Fun Dip.
It could. You don't know.
I like a good Fun Dip.
Yeah. Do they make pink Fun Dip?
Yeah, they do. They make them still.
No, I said, do they make pink Fun Dip? I don't know.
I'm sure they do. Strawberry.
Cherry.
Strawberry. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
So it could have been.
It could have been crushed up
Pepto-Bismol too, you know.
Yeah, we're out to sea.
I've known Stephon Diggs for a long while. He's a great athlete.
Yes, he is. No one's doubting that.
He was a fiery competitor. He's going to train his body. One thing I don't like about this whole story is, one, it's Memorial Day weekend. Every player had their off day on Memorial Day weekend. People are pretending and acting like the team was practicing and playing, practicing in OTAs, and Stephon Diggs was on a boat, enjoying his life. That's not what happened. Let's start there. And also, even if he were in New England, he wouldn't be practicing because he's rehabbing a knee injury. Mm-hmm. So, and you more than likely wouldn't even see him on the field. So I can personally rehab my knee injury anywhere, and I don't have to do it at the facility.
Yeah. And look.
Also, hold on.
What if this was Tyreek on the boat with the pink stuff?
I have.
All right, what would happen then?
I have pledged, and I think I have my editor's support because I told him yesterday, Tyreek is talking today, and we both go, oh, because we know what's coming with that, which is a whole bunch of sob story lies and I'm going to do better, and then you got to write about it. And I'm sick of hearing that from Tyreek. Every offseason, it's the exact same thing. So I have made a vow to ignore just about everything Tyreek does as long as he's not arrested. Because he just does things to get attention. Like the whole Baker Mayfield thing. Just to get attention. He does things intentionally to make you talk about him. And so I'm going to avoid talking about him. I ignore, like, his streaming thing with Adam whatever and saying that he wanted to punch Mike McDaniel in his face. He says that for attention. I'm going to ignore you, Tyreek.
Like, I feel you on that one. Someone said, I've seen that substance at Ultra that says all you need to know.
I mean, listen. It is what it is.
It's not what it is. That's a bad look, man. That is a bad, bad look. The other thing I never understand about these stories, how does that video get out?
They intentionally.
You're in the middle of the ocean. How does that video get out?
He knew he was being shot.
Yeah, but don't you have, I know his personal videographer.
He worked with me for the I'm Athlete.
I know. You've made that very clear.
There is nothing that gets out about Stephon Diggs without intention. So I don't know what
without his intention.
Without intention. And that, and
there's
that,
no
he
way.
He knew he was being
there
filmed.
There is no way.
He knew he was being recorded.
There is no way.
I'm telling you.
I don't care how stupid this guy is. There is no way he said to whoever was filming that, hey, make sure you get that out there. I'd love to see people see me dangling this bag of stuff around. I'd love to raise some suspicion, maybe get the league involved. Hey, please make sure you post that on Twitter.
Listen.
Come on, man.
It's just to get people talking.
Nuts?
It's just to get people talking.
Talking about what?
You're talking about Stephon Diggs. Would you be talking about Stephon Diggs normally?
This is not good for him. This is not any news is good news.
No.
or any publicity is good publicity. No, man. What are you talking about?
It creates mystery, intrigue. This is a guy that does the Met Gala. How many athletes do you know that does the Met Gala?
I don't know. I don't watch the Met Gala.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Exactly. That's the world that he wants to be in. So if he's...
What does this have to do with any of that?
He likes to be talked about, just like Tyreek. And you don't know what was in that.
So you think dangling a bag of drugs is what...
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Like the texters are saying, I respect it because you know this guy, you're willing to just blindly defend him.
No, I'm not willing to blindly defend him.
But this is a really stupid thing to do.
I promise you, if you test...
Don't tell me that this was calculated.
I saw the video Monday and I knew it was
calculated.
This is a
really stupid thing to do, and now his coach got to answer for it.
Yeah.
And they're asking his coach about it, and they have to deal with it. You think his new coach in New England wants to deal with this distraction after they just paid him a ton of money? This is the kind of thing that can get you banned, suspended by the league, man.
You have to test positive for drugs first. I promise you, he won't test positive for drugs. He's not that type of guy.
Oh, he just dangles it. He doesn't do it.
You say so. He's fronting.
Yeah, yeah. He just dangles the bag around.
Everything that he has a. How many athletes do you know that has a film crew that documents everything?
I wish this was one of Omar's enemies because he would have just smashed this guy to the ground. How dumb he is.
He's not one of my enemies. He's not one of my friends. I do know him personally, but I don't know him like
okay,
that.
Okay, but let me answer this question.
How many professional athletes do you know that has a film crew documenting everything that he does?
I don't know. I don't follow.
I can tell you, Stephon Diggs does. So if you have a film crew documenting everything that you do, and there are people on the, you act like there could just be a big party on a boat. There's a specific limited amount of people that can be on a boat. And you know everybody on the boat.
You're going to die with this guy. I get it.
No, I'm not going to die with this guy.
You're going to go down with the boat.
My point is,
there's no winning this argument with you because you're going to blindly defend this
now
man
you know
because
about
you like
this,
him.
Now you know about this alleged pink, white, powdery substance, which we have no idea.
But you are going to defend him blindly right
no,
now
I'm
because
not.
You like him. I am telling you that there is zero good that can come from doing this. And I don't think that Stephon Diggs is like, oh, my God, they aren't talking about me right now. Let's post a video of me dangling some drugs on a boat.
Would you be talking about him?
What's the difference, though? Why does it matter if I'm talking about him?
He's in a different world than you. He's in a different world. He's dating Cardi B. Like, she's married. You do realize that. You know who she's married to?
Yes.
Let's just hope that the next time.
He doesn't. I know he doesn't.
Let's just hope that the next time this happens, it's not one of Omar's friends. And he can keep it real with us. Because this is a cover-up. Omar's leading the cover-up effort for his pal.
What I'm telling you is you don't know, and I don't know either.
Don't know what?
What?
My guy Danny G just texted me. He goes, if that was calculated, that was a hell of a miscalculation. Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
What is this guy think? Hey, I really need people to be talking about me, so let's dangle drugs on the internet here.
He's telling girls to call him daddy.
What?
He's telling girls to call him daddy.
Here's what I suppose happened in my theory. I think that one of those girls on there had their phone out. And he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing, and they posted the video
with full audio.
Full audio.
Yeah, you can hear him. You can hear the conversation. Yeah.
Oh my God! You know these phones have speakers in them or microphones in them. They pick up sound. You know that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. With music blaring in the background.
This guy, he should hire you as his cover up guy. You could be his fall guy or something. Everyone needs a fall guy. Isn't that what Chris Carter said? All right, we're going to take a pause here. We tried to do a little bit of Dolphin stuff. We're going to get back to the Panther stuff. I do promise. I know everyone's like, this is why these days are very difficult because you'll get people to text in like, you have to talk about the Dolphins for a little bit. So we did. And then you get the people that are like, how could you talk about the Dolphins on a day like this?
You know what your problem is?
I know I'm swayed by the people.
You worry too much about what the people think. This has always been your problem in our friendship. You worry too much about what the people think. Don't worry about what they think. We had Chris Perkins who was out there OTAs.
At least speaking of friendship, at least your friend Stephon Diggs is happy with you this morning. We'll take a pause back after this on QAM.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, welcome back in here on WQAM. Hope everyone's having a great start to their Thursday morning. Man, this is something here as the Panthers heading to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Texter says in the South Florida Professional Sports, the Panthers are with the 70s Dolphins and the Big Three Heat era. Panthers are third. Man, I don't know, Omar. I got thinking this morning, Hollywood Omar, Kelly, Dan Day, Brittany here with us this morning. I got me thinking, where does this rank as far as the most incredible dynasties, stories we've had in this town? And, man, it's right up there. This has you thinking Heat Big Three. It has you thinking Dolphins, like Texas said, the 72 Dolphins, 2001 Canes. I throw the 2003 Marlins in there. But this is truly, truly incredible that the Panthers are going to a final for the third straight time and have a chance to win back-to-back Stanley Cups. I mean, just unbelievable here. And Omar, it's something that, I don't know, man, you would have told me 10 years ago that the Panthers were going to be the center of the hockey universe.
Absolutely.
I mean, they got the stadium game coming down here. And the Panthers and Lightning are like the premier rivalry in the East in hockey, and the Cats are the team, man. And Florida, you heard Billy Lindsay said it in the final call. Dan, by the way, if we have that final call, if we could just cue that up here, but Billy Lindsay, I thought did a great job of explaining the dominance of the state of Florida. Here's Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the final call from last night.
The final seconds tick away, and the Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. The Panthers win Game 5, 5-3. They finish off the Canes in five games. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2025.
The Beasts of the East will be returning to the Stanley Cup Final for a third time. Carter Verhaeghe with the game-winning goal. What an effort by the Panthers. Down 2-0. They storm back all the way and fend off the Hurricane. Hurricane preparedness.
And they put on a heck of a fight.
Always a thing in South Florida. And yes, congratulations down at the other end to the Carolina Hurricanes for one heck of a season. And last two games and the fight tonight, never over. But the Panthers' resilience, able to stick it out to the end, and going to battle for the Cup for a third time in a row. And the Cup will go through the state of Florida for the sixth straight year. Three straight times for Tampa Bay, now three straight years for the Panthers. And the Panthers trying to do the reverse of what Tampa Bay did. Tampa Bay won two Cups, lost their third. The Panthers lost their first Cup, trying to win two in a row.
And the Panthers are Eastern Conference champions here in 2025. A 5-3 win here in Game 5.
I respect that, by the way. The fans in the background with the Let's Go Canes.
Absolutely.
Cheering their losers on. I respect that. I appreciate that. Very nice of those fans up there. But, boy, the Panthers went down early, and they showed you again who they are. And they came back and
Brazilian bunch.
Got another trip to the final here. Texter was, we were talking about this earlier, by the way. Yeah, Matthew Tkachuk is the way that he's playing. And Matthew Tkachuk is the face of American hockey right now. There's no question about it. Omar, he is the, I want to say, the biggest star we have going down here right now. And I know, like, Tyreek Hill gets in that conversation. I guess Tua gets in that conversation. But Matthew Tkachuk is not, I mean, here's the difference.
Isn't there Matthew a soccer player that?
Matthew Tkachuk wins. Well, Messi hasn't won anything either.
Oh, okay.
Messi's a big star, too.
So,
but yeah,
so we're equating it to who has won something.
Okay. All right. So you're throwing soccer in there, and that's.
I mean,
that's
you're the one. You're the one. If you're the one saying Messi, you know, is the biggest star.
Let's stick to the four majors, though. Like,
I think hockey is the major. If we're talking about world sports, right?
No, not at all. But that would be soccer.
I'm sorry, I think you meant soccer.
I think you meant to say soccer.
Yes, soccer.
I'm talking about locally at least. But Matthew Tkachuk, like, pound for pound, I don't know, man. He's as good as it comes in this town, and he is like the face of American hockey right now. But he's playing hurt, and he still finds a way to go out there and still set his teammates up and still make plays, you know, despite the injuries. So Paul Maurice would be a better coach for the Dolphins than McDaniel. Paul Maurice is, he's a treasure, man. He is a unique character. He has been the catalyst for a lot of this, right? He's been involved here from the beginning, and they brought him in, and this thing turned the corner. And so I credit the, got to give a lot of credit to that front office over there, man. Ownership, Zito, all those guys, they have done just an amazing job of just, you talk about a culture change. And I know, Omar, like you cover the Dolphins. It felt like the Dolphins had that culture shift for a little bit, then they went back to being the Dolphins. The Panthers have really turned the corner and have turned into the premier franchise in hockey right now. And I don't know that anyone can argue that. And maybe Edmonton would like to stake claim to that. And that series might go final tonight. We'll see if Edmonton can get the win and end that thing. They're underdogs on the road in Dallas tonight, so let's hope that Dallas can prolong this thing just a little bit. Maybe see if we can't get a few more of their players knocked out in that series. Not that we're rooting for injuries or anything like that, but you know, these teams are certainly very banged up at this point. But we'll see tonight if the Oilers can wrap that thing up, and that would be, you talk about an intriguing Stanley Cup final. Now, not for the Dave Hydes of the world who have to travel back and forth from Edmonton and
just
Miami.
You're talking about just good for TV ratings.
Good, yeah,
that would be a very, very exciting
yeah.
Nobody cares about us media
members. It was a hell of a series last year, and it looked like the Panthers were going to go in cruise control and win that thing, and Edmonton came storming back. And I just remember, you know, talking about that Game 7 and was like, all right, this is either going to be a tremendous story for our city or it's going to be known as the worst collapse ever. And it obviously ended up being a great story. We had the parade and everything, and I just hope Bowes Beach is ready to roll once again, man. Right down there, right in the heart of that parade.
Will Bo allow you in? Have you guys ended your beef?
I have no beef with Bo.
Oh, okay.
You stop telling
that he, you know, graduated from McPenis or what is it?
No, that's just his hometown. That's just what it's called. I don't make the rules, Omar. I didn't name it, but that's just where he happens to be from. All right, we have to take a pause here. We got a lot more to come on the show. The Panthers heading to a third straight finals, so we continue to celebrate. If you'd like to give us a call or a text, 305-567-0560 is how you reach us. The 8 o'clock hour coming up next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.